Your static timer. Oh, okay.
I had a handout.
The one, the attachment that I just sent you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it not here?
It's okay. Oh, if you have work, can I make some copy?
I just have it in English.
English is fine.
Can I be there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's up to you. Well, good morning.
早晨好.
Good to be with you again today.
这是很高兴与你们在一起.
Before long, there will be snow.
不久将来马上就要下雪了.
So we need to enjoy this while we can.
所以说我们就好好的来享受现在这么好的日子.
If you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 18 for just a minute.
如果你有你的圣经的话, 请翻到箴言, 18章.
Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Proverbs 18:21.
箴言18章, 第 18:21 and 21节.
Reading from the NIV, it says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit."
21节他说到, 生死在舌头的权下, 喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子.
Your tongue is very powerful.
你的舌头很有能力.
You can help someone.
你可以帮助一些人.
Or you can really hurt someone.
或者你也可以伤害到有些人.
With what you say.
就是用你所说的话.
You have probably been hurt this week by something that someone said.
你可能这星期就因为其他人所说的话而受了伤.
True?
是什么? 有没有这样?
Yeah. It's probably also true that you have hurt someone else with what you say.
也有可能你伤害了其他的人，也是用你的言语。
And we have a tendency to hurt those closest to us.
而且我们往往最容易伤害到我们与我们最亲近的人。
I have the highest expectations for my wife.
我对我妻子有非常高的期待。
And I have the lowest expectations for myself.
然而对我自己呢，我有最低的期待。
She's supposed to be nice all the time to me.
对我来说，我的太太应该一直对我很好。
But I don't have to be nice all the time to her.
但是我并不一定要对她那么好。
That's wrong.
那样是不对的。
That is hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy is
伪善，那样是伪善的。
There is level ground at the foot of the cross. All of us are equal before God.
In God's eyes, we are all
equal. I'm not up here, my wife is.
我并没有那么高, 我太太也不会那么低.
In Jesus Christ, there is no male and female.
在耶稣基督里面, 没有男性和女性的区别.
Spiritually speaking, I'm on the same level as
从属灵的意义上来讲, 我和我太太是同等的。
We're both children.
我们都是神的子民。
So it's wrong for me to expect her to speak nice to me, but to not expect me to be speaking nice to her.
所以说这是对我来讲, 我期待我太太对我好, 或者是说我对我太太不用那么好, 这些都是错误的。
I was saved and became a Christian when I was 11 years old.
在我十一岁的时候，我得救成为了基督徒。
At that moment, God forgave me of all my sins.
就在那一时刻，神就在那一时刻，神赦免了我所有的罪恶。
I was forgiven of all my sins that I would ever commit ever in my life.
我的所有的罪恶，在我一生中所犯的罪都被赦免了。
I had a position spiritually, my spiritual position was perfection.
在我属灵的地位里面，我是完善的了。
The righteousness of Jesus Christ became my righteousness.
神的义也就成为了我的义。
Positionally, on the account books of heaven, I'm perfect.
以属天的属灵的意义来讲，在天堂里面看来，我是完善的。
If I were to die today, the angels would carry me to heaven because of Jesus.
如果我今天死了，那天使就会将我来接去，来回到天堂中。
Not because of my righteousness.
不是因为我，而是因为基督。
But because of Jesus' righteousness.
是因为基督的义，不是因为我的义。
So positionally, I have perfection in heaven.
所以说，在天堂那里，我是完善的。
But there's a difference between my position and my practice.
所以，但是就属灵的意义上来讲，我在地上和在天上，这还是有一个区别。
In other words, I'm not perfect in my everyday life.
换句话说，在日常的生活中，我并不完善。
I still sin.
我仍旧犯罪。
Often.
非常，经常。
And one of the ways I sin the most,
常常犯罪的一种方式是
is with my communication.
就是以我的沟通，以我的交通来犯罪。
Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death.
就是如十八章这里所说到的，生死在舌头的权下。
The question is, how are we going to use our tongue?
这就是说，我们该怎么来使用我们的舌头呢？
You've probably already sinned today with something you said.
可能今天你已经用你所说的言语犯了罪了。
Today,
就今天。
Maybe at church,
可能就是在这教会里面。
Maybe you said mean to someone to something mean to someone this morning, right here.
可能你对有些人已经说了比较刻薄的话。
In this room,
可能就在这里，就在这个房间里面。
Churches have real problems that do not communicate biblically.
教会往往在在有教会往往在沟通的方面是有问题。
To please God, you have to be committed to communicating biblically.
要取悦神，要神要使神喜悦，我们必须要以圣经的方式来沟通。
You have a study guide that was just given to you.
你有一份这个学习指导，刚刚发下来的。
The first page is review that has all the blanks filled in.
Okay. 在第一页上面有一些填空题。
You can see the first two rules of communication.
你可以看到前面的沟通的两个规则。
Are to be honest and to keep current.
一个是诚实，另外一个是要与现状保持一致。
One of the Ten Commandments is you shall not bear false witness.
在十诫里面有一条，他就说到你不要做假见证。
Does anyone need one of these?
还有人要这个学习指导吗？
I think there's some that don't have one, maybe. Or we need a couple more copies, maybe.
可能是不是
maybe someone in the back needs one.
还需要
And over here, we need some too. Maybe get some more copies. Thank you. So turn over to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们来翻到以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Let me tell you a little bit about the book of Ephesians.
让我来告诉你关于以弗所书的一些事。
There are six chapters in the book.
以弗所书一共有六章。
Who wrote it?
谁写的呢？
Paul wrote it.
保罗。
Where was he when he wrote it?
当他写的时候，他在哪里？
He was in prison.
他在监狱里面。
This is known as a prison epistle or a prison letter.
这就是所谓的监狱书信。
He may have been chained to a Roman guard when he wrote it.
也很有可能当在他写的时候，他被他与一个罗马的士兵给绑锁在一起。
The first three chapters have to do with doctrine or teaching.
前三章，以弗所书的前三章是关于教义的教导。
The last three chapters have to do with applying that teaching to their lives.
后三章是关于如何将这教义能够运用到生活中。
Doctrine and application.
教义和实践。
In chapter 4, verse 1,
第四章的第一节这里,
we read this. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
第四章第一节他这里说到,我为主被囚的劝你们,既然蒙召行事为人,就当与蒙召的恩相称。
The first three chapters explain what he meant by the calling you have received in verse 1.
在这里他重申了第前三章里面我们要与我们蒙召的这个恩要相称。
One of the doctrines he talked about in the first three chapters was the doctrine of election.
在前三章里面有一个教义他说到的是关于选 election。拣选 right? Election?
Okay.
关于拣选。
God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
神在创世以前就已经在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
Think about that for a minute.
让我们这样思索一下。
If you're saved, if you're a Christian,God chose you before he made the world.
让我们来思索一下，如果你是得救的，如果你是已经成为信徒的话，神在创世以前就已经在耶稣基督里拣选了你。
That is an amazing thought.
这是多么的奇妙啊。
And Paul is saying in chapter 4, verse 1, that we need to live a life worthy of the calling we have received.
所以保罗在这第四章第一节这里他说到我们的行事为人就要与这个蒙召的恩要相称。
And one of the ways we do that is the way we communicate.
其中的一种方式就是我们该如何来与人沟通。
Verse 25 gives us the first rule of communication.
那在第二十五节这里，他就给出了沟通的第一条规则。
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Do you tell the truth?
你是不是说实话?
Are you an honest person?
你是不是一个诚实的人?
Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're always honest.
就算是你是一个基督徒,但并不意味着你一直是诚实的。
My full-time job right now is working for UPS.
我现在的全职工作是在为 UPS 上班。
The division of UPS I work for is not the big brown trucks you see driving around your neighborhood.
我所工作的那个部门并不是你看到就是那些大的 UPS 的卡车。
I work at the airport.
我是在他们的飞机场的基地工作。
How many of you work for Caterpillar?
你们有多少人是为卡特工作的
？Okay, we move your stuff all over the world.
我们就是把你们的货物给运输到全世界。
Every day we have a large shipment to Shanghai.
每一天我们都有非常大的货运去上海。
A lot of engines.
非常多的引擎。
I am a dangerous goods auditor.
我是危险物品的审计员。
And I have to inspect the engines to make sure everything is ready to ship a dangerous good overseas.
我必须对每一份引擎、每一份危险物品都要做检测。
Sometimes I make mistakes.
有时候我会犯错误。
During my audit.
在我的审计的时候。
And sometimes my boss asks me questions.
有时候我的老板也会问我问题。
About why I made those mistakes.
问为什么我会犯这样的错误。
And it's through an email.
可能是通过电子邮件。
What do I say when I'm wanting to hide the fact that it was my fault?
我会说什么呢？如果我当时我想要隐藏我犯的错误。
Am I tempted to lie?
我会不会受诱惑想要去说谎？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
I am tempted to lie.
是的，我是受到诱惑，我想要去说谎。
What I do in that moment, I need the grace of God to do.
就在那我想要做的那一刻，我真的是需要神的恩典。
And God wants me to be honest.
因为神希望我诚实。
Tell the truth.
告诉真实的状况。
Do right.
做正确的事。
Because of Jesus.
是因为耶稣基督。
Tell the truth.
说诚实话。
It was my fault.
是我的错误。
I missed it.
我遗漏了。
I'm responsible.
我是要负责任的。
In your relationships, you need to be honest.
所以在你与神的关系中，你也需要诚实。
There are times that I wonder if I don't have unseen people living in my house.
有时候我在想，在我家里面是不是有看不见的人生活在那里？
Maybe ghosts.
可能一些灵魂。
Who left the cottage cheese open and on the counter?
谁把那个 cheese 留在了那个厨房的桌子上？
And so I ask my children this question.
所以我就问我所有的孩子这个问题。
Did you do it?
你有没有做啊？
Not me.
不是我。
She do it?
你呢？
Not me.
也不是我。
She do it? Not me.
也不是我。
I have unseen people living in my house.
所以我家里就有隐形人生活在我房子里。
Somebody's lying.
所以说有人在说谎。
Right?
难道不是吗？
People can lie better than I can catch them.
有些人说谎能够聪明，我抓不住他们。
God is pleased when we're honest.
神，当我们诚实的时候，神是喜悦的。
Be honest.
所以
humble yourself and be honest.
让我们谦虚我们自己，说神实话。
First Peter chapter 5.First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章
Starting in verse 5. First Peter 5, 5 and 6.
彼得前书第五章第五节和第六节。
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，在服在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
When you have to admit that you're wrong,
当你要承认你错误的时候，
you are humbling yourself.
你就把你自己顺服下来。
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
在神的面前你顺服下来。
And he will lift you up.
他会使你升高。
We grilled last night.
上星期我们烧烤。
We grilled hamburgers.
我们烧烤汉堡。
Did you smell it? No? They're my neighbors. I couldn't find the matches.
我找不到火柴。
To get the charcoal lit.
来点燃那煤炭那个炭。
I was ready to go up to the store to buy more matches.
我正要准备去店里面买更多的火柴。
Because one of my kids had taken the matches and not returned it.
就是因为我的某一个孩子他们拿了火柴，但是没有把它归还过来。
And then I found the matches.
然后我找到了。
Where I had left them.
其实是我把它遗漏了。
It wasn't one of the kids.
并不是我的孩子。
It was me.
是我自己。
And I had to admit that to my wife.
所以我就要向我的太太承认。
That was hard.
非常困难。
It was.
Yeah, 对你太太承认自己错误很困难。
Why was that so hard?
为什么那么困难呢？
Because I'm a sinner.
因为我是个罪人。
I still have sin within.
因为在我的里面我仍有罪。
I'm dressed up today.
今天我穿戴整齐。
I'm wearing a sport coat and a tie and dress slacks.
我穿戴得非常好。 西装革履。
And while I might look okay,
我看起来怎么样？
Inside, I am not always looking so.
但是在我的里面，并不往往看起来很好。
Because of sin.
还是因为罪。
And when I got saved, the Holy Spirit came to live in me.
当我得救的时候，圣灵应该是住在我的里面的。
1 Corinthians 6:19 says this.
在哥林多前书第六章第十九节这里说到。
Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians 6:19.
让我们一起来翻到哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians 6:19.
第六章第十 Chapter 6.
Chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
第六章第十九节。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own.
第十九节在这里写到，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们的里头吗？
And while I have the Holy Spirit within me,
当我有圣灵住在我里面的时候，
sin is still there too.
但是我的罪也还在那里。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. For what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good.
因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承认律法是善的。
Verse 19，
在第十九节。
For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的是恶我倒去做。
This is the war within.
这就是在我们里头的世界。
The battle on the inside.
在你里面的斗争。
This is the battle that I have when I want to type a lie to my boss.
这就是当我想要说对我老板说谎的时候，我内部发生的征战。
This is me not wanting to admit I was the one who left the matches out.
这就是我当我想要不承认我拿了我遗漏了那个火柴时的斗争。
This is me wanting to blame somebody else.
这就是我当我想要指责他人的时候。
When there was sin in the Garden of Eden, what did Adam say?
当伊甸园里面有罪的时候，亚当说了什么？
God comes to Adam.
神来到亚当面前。
And he says to him,
他问他，
Did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat from?
神问亚当，你有没有吃那我吩咐你不准吃的树上的果子？
What did Adam say?
亚当说了什么？
I did it, Lord.
我没有。
I admit it.
我是我做的，我承认。
Is that what he said?
他是这样说的吗？
What did he say?
他说了什么？他怎么说的？
The woman.
那个女人。
Who you gave me.
你给我的那个女人。
She gave me.
她给了我这个果子。
And I.
然后我吃了。
What did the woman say?
那个女的怎么说呢？
I did it.
我做了。
It's my fault.
是我的错误。夏娃是不是这样说的？
The serpent
是那蛇。
Deceived me.
那蛇来欺骗了我。
And I ate.
然后我吃了。
And the serpent?
那蛇又怎么说？
He did not have a leg to stand up.
他在那里没有，他没有腿去站在那。
Blame shifting has been going on since the beginning.
推卸责任是从起初就有的。
So learn to be honest.
所以让我们来学习如何来诚实，说实话。
The second rule of communication is to keep current.
第二个规则就是要与现current 要与现状保持一致。
This is on your study guide.
这个在你们的学习指导上面有
Roman numeral 2，
在罗马书。
Keep current means to not let problems build up, but instead to deal with them, to address them.
与现状保持一致的步骤，那就是说不要让问题积累起来，要在当前的状况下就要去处理。
Don't let problems build up.
不要让问题积累堆积起来。
Deal with them in the current time.
在你现在的这时候，你就要去处理。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
不要含怒到日落。
Don't hold grudges.
不要保持着你那愁苦的心。
This happens in sports.
这个在体育。比赛中往往是这样。
Any of you play sports in the past or present?
有没有人是玩体育？
Yeah. Football? Basketball?
篮球、足球。
Baseball?
垒球。
Any of you Cubs fans out here?
有没有小熊队的 fan?
Cardinals fans?
No.
Okay. This happens in all sports. Grudges.
在体育比赛中往往就是这样。
The pitcher pitches the ball.
投手投了球。
In baseball.
在棒球比赛中。
And the batter gets hit.
击球手被打到了。
What's the hitter do sometimes?
这个击球手会往往怎么做？
He charges the mound.
他就冲过去了。
And there's a big fight.
然后就是一个很大的打架。
Don't take your own revenge.
不要自己，不要把你的复仇放在你自己手里。
And don't hold grudges.
不要仇恨，不要有仇恨。
Let me move to the third rule of communication.
让我接下来我们来谈第三点。
On your study guide.
在你的学习指导上面。
Roman numeral 3 is attack the problem, not the person.
啊，对问题，针对问题，不要针对人。
Verse 29.
在第二十九节。
We're back in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们回到以弗所书的第四章第二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4 and 29 says this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
第四章第二十九节，这里说到污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Letter A.Avoid using unwholesome words.
所以说第一点，我们不要用污秽的言语。
Words that attack a person's character.
比如说攻击他人的性格的。
The words on the screen are the answers to the blanks.
我在屏幕上的这个单词就是你学习手准学习指导上面的回答的问题。
Words that attack a person's character.
那些污秽的言语攻击他人性格的。
Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22.
马太福音第五章二十一到二十二节。
This is the reference at the end of number one.You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin, but anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
马太福音第五章二十一到二十二。你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向兄弟动怒的难免受审判，凡骂兄弟是拉家的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的祸。
Number two，
第二点
，words that tear down。Rip apart or hinder growth.
那些使人分裂，那些使人影响人成长的话。
Turn over to James chapter 3, please.
来，让我们一起翻到雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3, starting in verse 5.
雅各书第三章第五节。
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
Your tongue is a fire.
你的舌头就是那火。
A world of evil.
是一个罪恶的世界。
Right here.
就是在这舌头上。
Now, the organ, uh-huh.
这个是舌头，这个器官。
The tongue itself.
就是这舌头。
It's not evil, the physical tongue is not evil.
它就是舌头它本身并不是那个罪恶。
Our bodies themselves are not evil.
我们的这个身体并不是罪恶。
There was a group that taught that the physical world is evil, including our bodies. There was a group, a cult.
哦，有那么一个邪教，他们是说我们的身体就是罪恶的。
What group was that?
这是哪个邪教？
I don't know what this is in Mandarin.
我不知道这个组织有没有一个中文名称。
But it was called Gnosticism.
Gnosticism.
It was a group that taught the physical world, including our bodies, were inherently evil.
那个邪教组织他们是认为我们的这个肉体，我们这个身体，它本身就是邪恶的。
Gnosticism.
Gnosticism.
Gnosticism.That's okay. We can look it up in Mandarin later. But it was a group that the apostles had to oppose in the first century church.
就是这样一个组织，在一世纪的时候，那些传道士他们其实是反对的。
So I don't mean that the physical tongue, the ah, I don't mean to be rude to stick my tongue out.
我并不是指
is evil.
我并不是指这个舌头这器官它自己是它自己本身是邪恶的。
The tongue is tied to our heart.
因为舌头是与我们的心是相连的。
Am I pointing to my heart?
我有没有是指对位置，这是我的心吗？
Why am I pointing up here when I say my heart?
为什么我在指的这里说我这是我的心？
Because when the Bible speaks of the heart, it's speaking of the inner man, our mind, our will, our emotions.
因为在圣经里面，如果说到心的话，它就是指我们内在的自我，我们的自己的感情。
Not our blood pumper.
并不是在这里输送血液的那个心脏。
The heart in the Bible is up here.
圣经里的心就是在脑这个位置。
The problem with my tongue is it's tied to my heart.
所以舌头是与心相连。
And my heart still has sin within.
那我的心里面仍旧有罪。
And there's a battle that goes on every day.
每一天的生活里总会是有一个征战。
And that battle comes out in what we say.
这个征战就是通过我们的舌头往往就出来了。
We're talking about the third rule of communication.
我们在这里就是谈第三个规则。
Attack the problem, not the person.
针对问题，不要针对人。
Number three, words that bypass the real issue.
第三点，那就是绕过问题的那些话。
When you bypass the real issue, you're not really talking about what you need to talk about.
当你绕过你的问题的时候，你并没有真正的谈论到所涉及的事情。
Number four, words that grieve the Holy Spirit.
第四点，使圣灵忧伤的话。
Back to Ephesians chapter 4.
回到以弗所书第四章。
verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
第三十节，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是有体，是有格位的。
Not an influence, not a force, but a person.
并不是无形的，它是有格的。
Any of you like the Star Wars movies?
有人喜欢星战这个电影吗？
The Force.
原力。
And there's a good side of the Force, and there's a bad side of the Force.
原力有好的一面，也有邪恶的原力。
A yin and a yang.
就像阴和阳一样。
A dark side and a light side.
就像是光明的一面和黑暗的一面。
And in the universe, there are equal parts light and dark.
就像是宇宙中有相同的有亮的一面和暗的一面。
It's perfectly balanced.
是完善的，是平衡的。
That's a lie.
那是不对的，那是谎言。
There is an infinite, almighty, good God over our universe.
因为在这宇宙中有一位无限完善的好的神就在那里。
There's no such thing as the Force.
没有原力。
The Holy Spirit is not a force. He's a person.
圣灵并不是一种。
How many gods are there?
有多少神？
How many gods are there?
有多少位神在那里？
There's one God.
只有一位。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
在以色列里面只有一位神，就是在
Deuteronomy 6,
生命记里面提到，只有那么一位神。
How many persons are called God in the Bible?
有在圣经里面有多少人自称为神？
How many persons are called God in the Bible?
有圣经里有多少人自称为神？
Three.
有三位。
The Father is called God. The Son is called God. The Holy Spirit is called God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们称为神。
How many gods are there?
有几位神？一位。
One or three?
究竟是一位还是三位？
One. How many persons?
有几？
Three. What do we call that? We call that the Trinity. That's the Trinity.
三位一体。
Do you understand the Trinity?
你能明白三位一体吗？
I don't.
我不能。
It's a mystery.
那是个谜。
But there's one God existing in three persons, and one of them is the Holy Spirit, and he can be grieved.
所以说神有三个格位，有其中之一就是圣灵，圣灵他不能，他，我们不应当让圣灵担忧。
The Bible uses personal pronouns of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里面他给圣灵有一个人位称呼。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要让神的圣灵担忧。
And I have a quote for you on the screen. I saw it just a moment ago on the outline. If we could put that back up here. Yeah. The only place where the scriptures speak of grieving the Holy Spirit is in verse 30, in the midst of this discussion of the right sort of Christian communication.Not only does the devil rejoice when Christians fight, the Holy Spirit is grieved. These two facts may be mentioned with some force when you encounter people who are tearing the church or their marriages or both apart. And that's a quote from J. Adams.
这是引用了 J. Adams 的一个所说的话。在对正确的基督徒交通讨论中，圣经所说的悲伤圣灵的唯一方法啊，唯一地方就是在这第三十节中。当基督徒争斗时，魔鬼不仅会喜欢啊欢喜快乐，圣灵却也会感到忧伤。当你们遇到有人在分裂教会或者是他们的婚姻的时候，你们就可以提及这两个事实。
Your church is just like all the other churches.
你们的教会也与其他教会一样。
Even though you speak Mandarin.
虽然说你们说的是普通话中文。
And I speak English.
我说的是英文。
And some smart people speak both.
有些人可能两种都会说。
There's just people.
但我们都是人，都就在这里。
You know, I don't believe there are multiple races on the planet.
我并不相信，在这世界上有不同的人种。
I think there's one race.
我相信只有一个人种。
The human race.
就是人类。
We're just people.
我们就是人。
With problems.
有问题的人。
And you're just like everybody else.
你和我就如其他人一样
And so am I
我也一样
And we have to be careful the way we speak
我们要谨慎当我们说话的时候
You can grieve You can make the Holy Spirit sad
你
By the way you talk
你说话的方式你说话的语言会使圣灵忧伤
How you been doing with the way you talk
你是如何说的呢
Have you been grieving the Holy Spirit?
你有没有使圣灵担忧过?
Letter B.
其次。
Practice using edifying speech.
学会使用造就人的话。
I think number one is the answer to letter B. So I may have made a mistake on my PowerPoint. But letter B is practice using edifying speech. Okay?
是使要我们要学习使用使人能够受启发受益的话。
Words that deal with what a person says or does.
针对他的说，针对某个人的做的话。
And then number two, words that zero in on the conflict. Number two is correct. Words that zero in on the conflict, on the issue, on the problem, or are solution oriented.
针对有冲突的问题的话。
Number three,Words that center on personal responsibility. That's number three.
针对个人责任的话。
And number four, words that give grace, that spiritually benefit or provide strength to those who hear.
要说带有恩典的话，能够在灵里帮助给其他人力量的话。
Give grace to other people.
给别人恩典。
Build up other people.
造就人。
When you talk, don't talk about yourself. Talk about others.
当你说的时候，不要只谈自己。
People love to talk about themselves.
而是谈论他人。人们往往喜欢只讨论自己。
Let them.
让他们去吧。
Ask questions about them.
让他们谈，让他们发言，问他们的问题。
And build them up.
同时来造就他们。
Edifying means to build up.
带有启发性的，能够造就他人的。
Okay. What are the first three rules of communication?
前三个规则是什么？交通的前三个规则。
Be honest.
诚实。
Keep current.
与现状一致。
Attack the problem, not the person.
针对问题，不针对人。
And number four.
第四个。
Act, don't react. Act, don't react.
采取行动，而不是往而不要应对。
Letter A. Reactions. Reactions.These are attitudes and actions that must be put off, that have to be stopped.
应对或者是反应是一是那种我们必须要去除的那些那种态度。
Verse 31.
在第三十一节。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、扰攘。诽谤，并一切的恶毒。
And let me give you a definition of these terms.
我来给你们这上面每一个词
的定义。Which is number one after this current screen.
也就是
Can we get the next screen?
也就是下 下一页。
Letter A, small letter A. The refusal to treat someone as if they never hurt you is bitterness.Bitterness, the refusal to treat someone as if they never hurt you.
苦毒就是拒绝对待他人就好像他们从来没有伤害过你一样。
Letter B, wrath, or in the NIV, they have rage for this.
第二个，恼恨。
Flaring outbursts of anger.
让自己的的愤怒给爆发出来。
Letter C.
第三个。
Anger or settled indignation or hostility that seeks revenge.
愤怒。也就是往往我们就是想要寻求我们的复仇或者报复。
Wrath is a volcanic eruption. Like a volcano.
恼恨是那种能够会要爆发出来的愤怒。
Anger is keeping it on the inside.
愤怒可能更加像是你把那个仇恨给隐藏在你自己里面。
Wrath or rage is blowing up.
恼恨它是爆发性。
Anger is getting mad inside.
愤怒就是在心里，往往隐藏着自己那个仇恨。
People have a tendency to either blow up or clam up.
人们往往要不就是爆发出来，要不就是隐藏起来。
How about you?
你是怎样的？
Do you blow up or clam up?
你是会爆发呢，还是往往隐藏？
Should I ask someone that knows you well?
我需要问一下其他认识你的人吗？
God lists them side by side. It's not more spiritual to keep it in than blowing up.
神与你是同在的，所以说隐藏起来也
They're both wrong.
隐藏起来不见得也就比爆发出来会好，两种都是错的。
Letter C. Clamor or harsh contention and strife, public quarreling, brawling.
争吵往往是指那些在公众场合吵闹或者是争战叫 争吵。
Clamor has to do with loud arguing.
争吵是大声的吵闹。
It's loud.
非常响。
If anyone's asleep, they shouldn't be now.
如果有人想要离开，可能就现在。
That's clamor.
这就是吵的声音。
You can walk into a room sometimes, and there's a big argument going on, and they're just loud. It's just loud.
有时候你进入一个房间，就发现那里那么吵闹，都非常大声的在吵。
That's clamor.
这就是
Letter D.
吵闹
Letter E. Slander or speech that injures. Abusive speech.
诽谤也就是
Speech that hurts, that injures.
对受伤人的有伤害性的话语诽谤
Letter F.Malice, desire to harm others or see them suffer.
再下一点，恶毒，也就是那些话语，就是想要看其他人受苦。
This is when a person is happy that another person is in pain.
恶毒的语言就是一个人，他感到当其他人受到伤害的时候，然而这个人会感到开心。
Wow. This list of six sins.
这六点的罪恶。
It's possible for Christians to do all of these.
作为一个基督徒也往往会犯。
This letter was written to a local church.
这些词，这些罪恶是写给当地的一个教会。
It's written to you.
也是写给你们的
It's written to me
写给我的
To believers in Jesus Christ
写给信靠耶稣基督的信徒的
Because we can do all six
因为这六点我们都会犯
That's what you need to stop doing
这就是为什么我们
Letter B
我们需要停止做这些罪恶
Is going to be what we have to start doing
在下一个大点就是我们应该要采取的行动
Letter B Actions are attitudes and actions that must be put on
行动就是那些我们应该要采取的态度
These are clothing terms by the way Clothing terms Put off and put on
穿上脱下是这些服装的穿服装的语言
Put off.
摘下 穿上
Put off. Or lay aside.
脱下放在一边
Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice.
让我们脱下
A through F.
脱下所有的前面的六点，像是苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、扰攘等等。
And instead, put on, clothe yourself with these three.
再穿上这以下的三点。
Letter A.
第一个。
Kind, be kind to one another. Benevolent, helpful, or courteous.
有要恩慈相待。
Tender-hearted, letter B.
第二点要有怜悯的心
Compassionate or sympathetic
要有同情心
Forgiving To give up your right to get revenge
要彼此饶恕要放弃你的仇恨放弃你的复仇的心
Number two You through God's Spirit must learn to be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving
要以恩慈相待纯怜悯的心彼此饶恕
Number two You through the Holy Spirit must learn It's a learning It's not something we have automatic You have to learn it
这是个学习的过程并不是自动的你就会的这是个学习
Letter C
再下一个
Conflicts are only possible if each person reacts
那冲突往往会成为可能呢是在每个人只是在回应的时候
Don't look at your notes What are the four rules of communication?
四规则
Number one
是什么
Be honest Number two
第一诚实第二
Keep current Number three
保持现状第三
Attack the problem not the person
问题不针对人
And number four
第四点
Act don't react
采取行动而不只是回应
You need to practice these
你们需要来实践这些
In conclusion,
来，让我们来看最后的结论。
Number one,
第一个
changing habits is not easy, but can be done.
改变我们个人的行为不是容易的，但是是能做到的。
You have to be in the book.
你必须常在这本圣经里。
You have to read your Bible every day.
你必须每日诵读这圣经。
It doesn't mean you're never going to sin.
当然，这也并不代表你就永远不会再犯罪。
You'll never be sinless.
我们无法成为无罪的人。
But you can sin less.
但是我们可以减少我们的罪恶。
Number two.
第二个。
Changing habits is much easier than the way of the treacherous or the transgressor.
改变我们的行为要比我们保持那种奸诈的要好。
Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15.
在第箴言第十三章。
Proverbs 13:15.
十三章第十五节。
The way of the unfaithful is hard. That word treacherous can also be translated unfaithful.
不信的人，或者是可以解释成为奸诈的人。奸诈的人的道路是崎岖难行的。
The way of the unfaithful is hard.
也就是崎岖道路是难行，非常困难的，对那些奸诈的人来说。
So how are you dealing with the way you talk?
你是怎样的呢？你说的是造就人的话吗？你还是攻击他们，使他们使他们丧失在跌倒。
Unfortunately, we will do both.
不幸的是，往往我们两种都会做到。
But by God's grace, while you'll never be perfect, you can be growing.
但是跟着有着神的恩典。我们虽然不应不完善，但是我们会成长。
You can be better than you are now.
你可以比你的现在更好。
May God help us to please Him in our communication.
愿神在我们的交通当中来祝福我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's stand.
让我们一起起立，让我们来一起做祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天上的父。